Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Kane. Sister Barbara works as a chaplain in New Haven, Connecticut. The title of her preaching today is, We've Got to Be Church.
A reading from the Gospel of Mark. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, Which is the first of all commandments? Jesus replied, The first is this, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. The scribe said to him, Well said, teacher, you are right in saying, He is one, and there is no other than He. And to love Him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, You are not far from the kingdom of God. And no one dared to ask him any more questions. In today's gospel, Jesus lays out our mission statement for living. Love God above all else, and then love your neighbor as yourself. When we think about loving God, we often think of worship, and usually in a church. COVID-19 has really put a crimp on this method of loving God, and even when the churches reopen, it's not likely that many of us will return for a while, or that liturgy will look like it did before the virus. There have been several postings on Facebook emphasizing that God does not call us to go to church, but rather to be church in the world. And what does it look like to be church during this pandemic? Of course, it's all tied in with the second command, loving our neighbor as ourselves. Unlike Luke's recounting of these commands, we don't have a Good Samaritan story to show us the way, but we can examine how we ourselves would like to be treated, to be loved, and then go from there. For instance, I wouldn't want people to gossip about me, to label me, or to stereotype me. So why would I do that to others? I would want others to care that their actions might impact my well-being, such as not polluting, or during this time of reopening, wearing a mask to ensure that their virus germs do not hit me. So why wouldn't I do that for others? I would want to be respected for the work I do and not be criticized or demeaned because I'm a woman, an immigrant, or a person of color. Why wouldn't I do that for others? I would want to be listened to, even if my position was different from, or even what I have to say is very difficult for others to hear. So, wouldn't I do that for others? I would want to be able to breathe clean air, drink clean water, eat healthy food, and pursue my dreams. So, why wouldn't I help others to do the same? And I would never want anyone to force me to the ground, put a knee on my neck, hold me there until I cannot breathe anymore. So why would I do that or allow others to do that? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm going to miss going to Mass. I do miss it now. I miss connecting with others and singing my heart out and receiving the Blessed Sacrament. But that does not define my love for God. It's only one sign of it. We will need to use our minds to find creative ways to love others, our hearts to act with compassion, our souls to see the divine in one another, and our strength to stand up for justice. But this is how we are called to treat others, and it is by far the most powerful sign of our love for God. This is how we must be church in the world today.